Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman after a tough 42-0 loss this past Saturday. Coach, your overall thoughts on the game?
Well, obviously, we've got some youngsters out there now. You know, we've been hit with the injury bug. It's tough to plug really young kids in that really aren't accustomed to playing certain positions. But not just that, that's not an excuse. Christ Prep is a very good team. You know, they have improved since the last time we saw them on film. And I think just overall we're just kind of outmanned.
In terms of getting this team ready, not just for the next few weeks, but for the future as well, how important is it to have some of these youngsters come out and get some of these reps?
Well, that's definitely, you know, the silver lining in all of this is, it is about our future now. We're not able to play JV games the last few weeks, so basically a lot of these JV kids now are out there on Friday night, and it's a good experience for them. They're learning a lot, you know, they're improving, they're getting better every rep, every game.
And what are some of these kids, what are they seeing in as they try to prepare their preparation for some of these games? It's a lot different than playing junior varsity.
Yes, it absolutely is. Probably the speed of the game is the number one thing, you know, just having that quicker reaction. And just the guys are just faster and they're bigger and they're stronger and they execute better, you know, and just getting familiarized with the speed of the game probably is the big thing.
Who are some guys that who are on the younger side that are playing well and going out and you're seeing some possible promise in the future?
You know, Gavin Coulterman at fullback and then at linebacker, you know, he's just a freshman. He's a 200-pound kid. He's a tough kid, you know, and he's one that just needs to adapt to the speed a little bit more and just quicken his game up a little bit. Another freshman, Ty Crone, you know, just a kid with absolutely no experience, you know, at linebacker now. And you can tell on tape, you know, but he's a hard-nosed kid. He's playing hard, you know, he's there every day. So, there are a couple kids that come to mind that are very young and they're going to benefit from this experience. So,
I'm going to take a brief break. We'll have more from Coach Coulterman after this here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman ahead of their game coming up against number 5 1A Troy. And Coach, this is a very good Trojans team. What do you know about them?
Athletic across the board. Another spread team. You know, a lot of quick passes. You know, they can obviously push the ball downfield in a hurry. Watch the Moorhill tape versus Troy, and I don't know, they didn't run hardly any play, very many plays the first half of that game, and they scored on almost every play. So, just athletic, and they're going to be a handful to defend.
What are some things that you're going to be looking for in this game specifically in terms of trying to see some of those young kids and try to improve?
Well, just like last game, you know, we want to make sure they're in the right spot. So, you know, I mean, athletically, experience-wise, I mean, things are going to happen. But we just want to make sure that they understand where they need to be and what their assignment is. And honestly, against Christ Prep, we did a pretty good job of that. Like I said, we're just kind of outmanned. So that's what we're looking at. We want to make sure they're in the right spot. So.
And you guys, as mentioned, played on Saturday. You guys turned things around and played 6 days later. Is that going to be a factor at all, do you think? Or they're high school kids. They're still pretty young. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think physically and fatigue-wise, really not so much. You know, it's a little cooler out, especially. Just kind of going back to just how inexperienced we are. You know, you can always use another practice, but a little bit more time to prep. But, I don't think fatigue and that kind of thing, I really don't think it's going to be much of a factor.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.